Hi, my name is Liz Romney, and I'm obsessed with understanding what true happiness really means, while still embracing life's ups and downs, especially during the downs. I'm a mama of three and a cancer fighter, making sure that my sweet family still enjoys life. Happiness was never meant to be only felt when things go right. Happiness is so much more than that. Through heartfelt conversations, you will discover how to commit to intentional joy no matter what's going on in your life. So make sure you have your favorite drink because we don't shy away from any topic. Welcome to Happy by Design, Happiness Among the Chaos. Welcome back to the podcast, my dear friend. Today's podcast episode is a juicy one. We're going to discuss how to bounce back after spiraling down in negative thoughts. Having negative thoughts is not a bad thing. The problem is when we indulge in those thoughts. We give them power and we let those thoughts define the way we perceive our lives and ourselves. So for today's episode, I want to divide the episode into two parts. The first part, we're going to discuss why we tend to spiral down and what we can do to prevent our minds from doing that. And then the second part will be more about how to bounce back after an episode of spiraling down. Okay, let's get to it. Let's begin with knowing when we are spiraling down in negative thoughts. There's actually two types. The first is very obvious. It's when our minds give us negative thoughts in a loop nonstop. It's like it's throwing negative thoughts after negative thoughts until we are completely exhausted and feel broken and defeated. I usually don't experience this, but I have a couple of times. It's not fun at all. Most people don't experience this type that often, but there are some people that do. If you do, it's okay. Don't worry. The other type is more sneaky. Most people don't even realize that it's happening. This one looks like the mind gives you a few negative thoughts here, then stops for a bit, then more negative thoughts, then stops again, and then more negative thoughts. This could last for a few hours, a day, or even days, and is so sneaky that you don't really notice until suddenly you just simply feel crappy and have a bad attitude. Most people go through this one. But either you experience the first one or the second one or even both, this episode will be a good one for you. Before I start, let's remember I am not a doctor. I am not a therapist, and everything I share is based on experiences, opinions, and my own study. So please don't take anything I say as medical advice. Okay, since I said that, let's move on. Like I was saying, spiraling down is a common thing that every single person experiences. Everyone. But why do we? The reason why we tend to spiral down in negative thoughts is the same reason why sometimes our children get out of control in a manner that is not typical for them. Because there's a lack of emotional connection with us. Yep, your mind is a healthy emotional connection with you. Now, you must be thinking, how is that possible? Emotions come from the mind. Before I move on, I just want to say that I use brain and mind as the same thing. So if I say mind or brain, I'm just talking about the same thing. Our minds have many functions and many parts. There's a part for our emotions. There's a part for our survival and protection. And there's a part that allows us to be conscious, present, and logical. There are other parts of the mind, but we don't need them right now. So when we're spiraling down in negative thoughts, the part of survival and protection is hyperstimulated, and the logical part cannot take control. So when I say that we need a healthy emotional connection with our mind, I mean that we need to have a healthy bond with our logical mind so it can activate and take control when we want to. Most of us have a deep, unhealthy connection with the part of the brain that is all about survival and protection. And with chronic health challenges, believe me, this is even more stimulated because it will do anything it needs to protect you. The problem here is that negative thoughts, when used in a spiral way, doesn't protect us, even though the mind thinks it is. I don't want to go so deep in this because we will have another episode where we're going to talk about how to heal triggers that activate this part of the brain. So for now, just know that your mind is trying to protect you. It's just doing it in the wrong way. Your mind isn't broken. It's not your enemy. It just needs some direction and leadership. And we're heading that way. So what we're looking for is to become teammates with your logical mind. So when you notice negative thoughts that are going into spiral or any negative thoughts at any moment, you can activate the logical mind and stop it. So how do we create this connection? I have been studying this for years now, and I'm fascinated by it. I'm going to share my favorite tips that have made a difference in my life, but this is a very rich topic that can be studied for years. The first thing you need to learn is to recognize that you're having thoughts. One of the exercises I did when I was learning this was for a whole week, I wrote down the thoughts that I was having. I carried a piece of paper and I simply wrote down any thoughts that I had. Thoughts like, man, I'm tired. This song is so good. It's so hot. These kids are going to be late. You know, carry a notebook and write down any thoughts that you have. This isn't about judging your thoughts or asking why am I having these thoughts. It's simply recognizing your thoughts, recognizing that you're having thoughts. I want you to really think about this. Can you honestly tell me what were the thoughts that you had yesterday? Probably not. And that's okay. What this exercise is going to do is help you fortify the connection with your logical brain. Because you have the goal, writing your thoughts and being aware of them so that it will keep you conscious and present. You will reduce the amount of time you will be in autopilot. Autopilot is another part of the mind, and we want to reduce its roles in our lives when it's not necessary. So for the next week, just a piece of paper every day and stop every hour or two and write down some of the thoughts that you were having. You don't need to write them all, just some. Try to write at least 10 thoughts you had throughout the day, no matter if they are pleasant or not. And at the end of the day, you can throw away the paper. The second thing you can do is to recognize that negative thoughts aren't bad. I already mentioned this before. Negative thoughts can actually be good for you. Like, for example, you can have a negative thought about something like this, like, she's a terrible cook. I don't want to eat her food. You know, that's a negative thought about someone. And then you find out that anyone who ate this person's food got sick. So what you need to do is shift that there's no positive or negative thoughts, but thoughts that either work for you or not. That's the only type of classification of thoughts that you need. For example, maybe you have the thought of, I'm so broke, I will never get out of debt. And you may classify this thought as a negative thought. But recognizing that this is a negative thought tells the mind to do what? Nothing. And sometimes what it does is actually reinforcing you by saying it's the truth. All the evidence in your life shows that you are broke and probably will never get you out of debt. You probably never get out of debt. So classifying the thought as a negative thought doesn't really guide the mind into knowing what to do with these types of thoughts. But if you come and say to the mind, this thought doesn't work for me, then the mind knows that even if it is true, it doesn't work for you and it's not helping you become who you want to be. In the first scenario where you say this is a negative thought, most people are trying to change it to a positive thought by telling their brain that this is not true. But your mind fights because it has evidence that it is. But with the second scenario of this, with the whole, this doesn't work for me, it doesn't matter if it is true or not. The mind's job, the main job of your mind is to keep you alive and safe. And so it goes into, it doesn't work for me, is interpreted as, this is a danger to my survival, and the mind will start experimenting with other types of thoughts. So when you have a thought that feels negative, instead of saying it's a negative thought or it's a bad thought, just say, mind, this thought doesn't work for me. As I started implementing this, I created a healthy relationship with my thoughts, and because I'm recognizing my thoughts and classifying them in a way that helps my mind, because I'm actually giving directions of what I don't want, and then taking the place of I'm in charge of my mind, I'm telling you what works for me, it wasn't, and what doesn't, I stopped the spiraling. So when you are having, quote unquote, those negative thoughts, Just say, this doesn't work, and this will stop any spiraling thoughts, any spiraling down of your mind. And I can honestly say that I haven't spiraled in negative thoughts in years because of these two techniques alone. So the first one, right, where I'm constantly thinking, what are the thoughts I'm having, and I'm writing it down. And then the second technique is when I'm telling my mind, this either worked for me or it doesn't work for me. Another thing you can do to create that connection with your logical mind is doing puzzles, crosswords, or find the words puzzles, math problems, etc. Anything that helps you focus and stay present with what is happening. Another thing you can do is learn a new skill. A new skill will challenge you logically and emotionally. It will create new pathways between your emotional mind and your logical mind. Showing your mind as a whole that both of these can work together in harmony, and we will learn more about it. And we will learn more about this in the next episode when we talk about triggers. The fifth thing is, and this is one of my favorite, is practicing daily journaling. This also can create a healthy new connection between emotions and thoughts. Through journaling, you can understand how your emotions influence your thoughts and how your thoughts influence your emotion. You can also train your mind through journaling how to think in a specific way. The Happy by Design Journal has prompts that train the mind that no matter what's happening in our lives, we can still be happy without denying the challenges and the not pleasant things. But you can use any type of journaling tool that you prefer. I just love Happy by Design Journal because I have seen how effective it is. If you want to learn more about the Happy by Design Journal, I'll include a link in the show notes. The sixth thing you can learn to do is any type of meditation. But here's the kicker. You have to practice focused meditation, meaning that your goal isn't to have your mind be blank. You want to make sure that you have given your mind something that it needs to focus on. That can be breathing, counting, reciting an affirmation. You want your mind to be able to focus on this one thing. But here's the key. Your mind will get distracted, but you will not get frustrated. It's part of the plan. You will simply bring it back to what it needs to focus on once you realize that it got distracted. Can you see why this works? When the mind is focusing, the logical mind is activated. When it gets distracted, the autopilot part of our brain gets activated and overdrives the logical mind. But when you recognize the autopilot part and you bring it back, you're learning how to create a connection with your logical mind and let it know you need it to activate. You are getting better with the skill of, hey, logical mind, I need you to get activated. So when you're spiraling down and you need your logical mind to get activated, you know how. So this type of meditation where you're focusing on one thing and then letting your mind get distracted, you're not getting frustrated because of that, and you're bringing it back, you're improving that relationship with your logical mind. When I say you get activated, you do. You get activated. So this is how this technique works. And the seventh practice, and the most important one, in my opinion, is talk to God constantly. I'm not just saying praying. Yes, praying is part of talking to God. But I want you to start communicating with Him in all types of situations. Through thoughts, your emotions, talk out loud in your car when you are walking. Having conversations with God will help you keep yourself in the logical mind, especially if you're feeling that you're about to spiral down. Use God as a main tool for your well-being. It will help you stay in your logical mind. It will help you stay present and conscious. All the practices I just shared are all about you learning how to tell the logical mind to activate, that you want to be driving the car, that you're the one holding the wheel. So when you start a spiral down, you already have the skill to recognize your thoughts. You already have the skill to classify them in a way that is helpful to the mind for your survival and protection. You have learned through the puzzles and meditation how to focus with your logical mind. With prompting journaling, you're learning to train your mind. By the way, in 2 weeks, we're having an episode about this, how to train your mind to be happier. Just letting you know. Like I was saying, with prompting journaling, you are training your mind and also creating a healthy connection between your emotional mind and your logical mind. You are actually teaching your mind that when the part of your emotional mind is activated, to find support with your logical mind instead of your survival and protection mind. Can you see how different that be? How amazing will that be that when you're having those big emotions and those thoughts are starting to come because of the autopilot part of your brain and that survival and protection part of your mind, instead of going there, your mind is going to go, okay, we're having these emotions, we're having these thoughts, logical mind, what should we do? that is where we want to get, where we're just not dependent on autopilot, survival and protection, but going into the logical mind. And all the seven practices I just explained are going to help you create those pathways between your emotional mind and your logical mind. You can do all of these practices, or maybe two, or maybe just one, but choose a practice and stick with it. I forgot to mention, with the practice of 1 week of writing down your thoughts, after you do that, you want to move on to 1 day per week for 2 months, and then 1 day per every month. It just keeps the skill fresh if you decide to practice that one. Okay, let's talk about bouncing back. Bouncing back after spiral down in negative thoughts, it's all about ensuring the mind that you are safe. The whole objective of spiraling down was to protect you from something. The mind doesn't do it just because and for fun. We will talk about what might trigger this in the next episode, but for now, just know that you need to feel safe. So one thing you might do is sleep. Take a long nap. Let your mind disconnect. Another thing you can do is watch either a sad movie or a movie that makes you angry. Most of the time, after spiraling down, you will have emotions that are trapped in your body, and we need to let those out. So watch a sad movie and cry, or watch a movie that makes you angry and express the anger towards the characters. Yell at TV, stomp away while getting a snack. Just make sure that it doesn't get physical. Another thing you can do is working out, doing a challenging workout. I don't recommend walking. I mean a challenging workout, so you can use any trapped energy and release it. You can also journal about what happened. I will teach you a technique in the next episode, but journal. Another thing you can do is talk about it with someone you trust, but someone that won't try to fix it, just someone you know that will just listen and validate you. The most important thing here in this episode is not so much how to bounce back. I want you to learn to create connection with your logical mind so you don't have the need of bouncing back. The last week's episode does help with this. This week's episode, obviously, and then the next two will too. These four episodes, the last one and this one and that other two that are coming, are all connected to help you have a healthy relationship with your mind, emotions, and thoughts. Now, please notice, I said healthy, not perfect. Healthy, not perfect. I want to end this episode by saying this. When you have chronic health challenges, we are more susceptible to unhealthy relationship with our mind. Our health challenges will overstimulate the survival and protection mind, the emotional mind, and reduce the logical because health challenges are a threat to your survival. At least that's how the mind perceives it. So it's essential that you practice activating your logical mind. It's in these practices that you will learn to have a healthy relationship with your mind, emotions, and thoughts. Again, healthy, not perfect. Perfect will never bring you happiness, but healthy will. Because really, why leave happiness to chance when you can design it yourself? I'll see you in the next episode.